Hello?
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
I don't understand a word you said.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican, all right. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, or are you not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm voting, yes.
All right, so definitely then?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right. Do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
52.
52, all right. All right, just filling these out. All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? So the options go overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in county government, or illegal immigration.
They should focus on the insurance for the property.
All right, so housing and property insurance costs?
Excuse me?
So is that the option that you said, housing and property insurance costs?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable, like if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you may also mention that. So the first person is Donald Trump.
Favorable?
Very or somewhat?
No, very.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about Jose Aragu?
I don't know who he is.
All right, no worries. What about Ernesto Rodriguez?
No, I don't know who he is.
Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
No.
No, as in you never heard of her?
Right.
All right. Joe Sanchez?
Yeah, I'm right in.
So what opinion do you have of him? Is it, like, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Oh, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Okay, I'll repeat that.
Yeah, for sure. So would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards Joe Sanchez or somewhat favorable? Hello, is anybody there?
All right, go ahead,
please. Hi, so I couldn't really hear your answer because it was cutting out a little bit for Joe Sanchez. So would you say you have like a very favorable opinion towards him or somewhat favorable?
Very. Mm-hmm.
All right, what about Francis Suarez?
Oh, very favorable. Mm-hmm.
All right. What about Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
No, I don't know him.
All right. Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. And what about Mario Knapp?
Who?
Mario Knapp?
No, I don't know him.
All right. No worries. So, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisors of elections. So previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates for these offices. So the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Ruamon del Rue, Ignacio Alvarez, Ernesto Rodriguez, Rolando Riera, Jeffrey Giordano, Alexander Fournette, John Rivera, Jasmine Bishop, Jose Araguio, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Joe Sanchez, or Mario Knapp?
Joe Sanchez.
Joe Sanchez, all right. So now among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today amongst Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez, for who would you vote?
Joe Sanchez.
All right. So as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. So considering this, for who would you vote for? Still Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez.
What was the other names?
So both names, the one that was endorsed by Donald Trump was Rosanna Cordero Stutz, and the other person is Joe Sanchez.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Joe Sanchez. Yes.
All right. So, and prior to taking this survey, were you aware or were you unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
No, I was not aware.
All right. So now I'm going to give you some statements about Joe Sanchez, and afterwards, if you could please indicate how you would vote. So Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. So kind of taking this into account, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote for? Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Attention.
All right. So one candidate is, I'm going to give you some statements about both of them now. So, and if you could like kind of tell me how that would affect your opinions. So one candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stutz. In support of state, Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community and Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say that Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Danilo Vincada. Another candidate is Joe Sanchez. In support of state, Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade and is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlin Parks. So one final time, after hearing all of that information and taking everything into account, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, would you vote for Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. So, kind of based on everything you just heard, would you say you would vote for Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or would you vote for Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
All right. So now we're 95% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. We're almost done, and we only have like about three more questions left. So, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school.
High school? So that'd be like high school graduate?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
What is your national ancestry?
My national home?
Ancestry?
Cuban.
Cuban, all right. In your home, do you always speak Spanish or mostly speak Spanish but some English, or speak Spanish and English equally, or mostly speak English but speak some
No,
Spanish?
90% of the time is Spanish.
90%? All right. So would that be like mostly speak Spanish, but you speak sometimes English?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.